Hello, folks. It's been a long time since I was here. I was president 20 years ago, actually, in 96. So it was interesting because our first series of presidents, for either moving out of the area or some burnout, or in the case of Scott and myself, having three kids apiece, kind of took us away from the round table after our presidencies. But I'll always remember it. And I think if you're going to ask me what happened in my presidency, it was kind of infamous more than famous. I'll give you an example. I had to cancel a roundtable meeting. That doesn't happen too often. But we're talking about 1996. Do you remember what happened in January of 1996? One of the great blizzards, yeah. So let me tell you how hard that was. There was no emailing. There was no internet. Guess what we used? Telephones with cords. So we got the committee together and we tried to call every single member to make sure that they knew not to come or to make an attempt. So those were the good old days. You didn't have that kind of communication. So it was quite an experience. And the other infamous thing that happened during my presidency, of which I should not be blamed, but it was one of my officers. We're talking about not Credit Mobilier, not Teapot Dome, but the CWRT, Great Treasury Scandal of August 9th. I had a negative balance in our treasury because the money was left in a car by a previous treasurer and was stolen from his parking lot. So no preservation donation that year. I do want to just backtrack a little bit and just tell from my perspective for a couple minutes what it was like for me to have actually been a part of this roundtable. Now, I came out of graduate school in Madison, Wisconsin, Iron Brigade territory, and they had a Civil War roundtable that I joined. And they had speakers from the University of Wisconsin. But boy, were they hurting for topics. I am not kidding you when I say one night we had a Civil War roundtable meeting about Charlie Chaplin movies. They were hurting for topics. So when I came to this area and I started going to roundtable meetings and we were getting speakers who had just written great books, I was saying, holy cow. I was saying, holy cow. That's the word I was using, holy cow. And it was fantastic. So we made a point that when we, the way it worked was, the incoming president was the previous vice president, and I don't know if that still holds now. Obviously, you had presidents for several years straight, but the vice president was the one that organized the speaker schedule for the following year when he was president. And we always tried to make a case of always incorporating roundtable members to give speeches. So if you go back in your book, you'll see that my year, I think we had three different local people. And then, as Scott already alluded to, I was trying to be the very inventive newsletter editor. And if you go back to my newsletters, you always see me calling, will somebody please volunteer to be a newsletter editor? We had some interesting features. I tried to make it very lively. I had sections called Permission to Speak Freely, and we had great topics, most overrated and underrated. And I made the mistake of saying that the most overrated brigade, just to get a little charge out of this guy, was the Irish Brigade. True story. Wrote a half a page piece on it, and his rebuttal came to me in the mail, snail mail, of course, no email at the time, 16 handwritten pages. And he wanted me to print it in the newsletter. I said, well, I'll gladly print it, but I got to truncate this. I got to truncate in a sense. I'm kind of happy about that. But I got to bring this down to about a half a page. So we got that in as well. What I and Scott and others were trying to do was we were the new kids on the block with the Bull Run Civil War Roundtable. This area had so many roundtables, and we were trying to make a name for ourselves. So when Armando Mancini did that first tour, and it was a tour of the Second Battle of Bull Run, a nice idea sparked in us because this was on our local battlefield. And from that, after that year, beginning with Kevin Leahy's presidency, but he was off to school, but I and Scott and a couple others coined the term the We're Cheap and We're Proud Tours, which have carried on from probably in some way or form since then.
Absolutely.
And we took it to the road. John, remember, we always labeled our cars with a little flag to follow each other up to battlefields. And if you go back to the newsletters, we had six or seven tours planned out each year, recon it. It was the greatest time to be had. And of course, when we get you know, General Longstreet's great grandkid into the group. It also makes things a lot more interesting when we get onto those battlefields. But our preservation chair is here tonight, the longest distance traveled from Utah, Ralph and Renata Swanson. I still remember, Ralph, on that Gettysburg tour in the middle of that pouring rainstorm when you had worked so hard on the map of Little Round Top, and this huge rainstorm was just tattering this map, and it lasted maybe 5 minutes. That was the second most horrendous thing that happened on that field. The most horrendous thing was I heard a professor, this is before you couldn't give a tour because the battlefield guys were the only ones that could, I actually heard her tell her class, and I kid you not, this is worse than Charlie Chaplin, folks, be ready for this. And this is the line she said, yes, they took the cannon apart, took it up on the hill, and put it back together. So be very afraid. So that we really enjoyed those tours, and I was most proud of personally and as part of the Bowen Roundtable is we really made a name for ourselves very quick. We were always sending newsletters to other roundtables, and they were really charged. They started coming on our tours. They started taking our speakers after they spoke at our group, and then we had a nice little interchange because of that. So I'll never forget those first years. And I'm really proud to see what's happened with this roundtable in the past 20 years after I've left. You guys really have made this quite a wonderful organization, and it's just a great honor to be here tonight. Thank you.